This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Little news on a personal front. Our son was out the other night, gets rear-ended in my car, and it wasn't his fault, thankfully. Yeah, some kid wasn't paying attention. My son goes, I could see in the rearview mirror you're going to hit me, Dad. He called up, I'm really sorry, but somebody hit your car. It's like, oh, man. So he's wrecked his mom's car, which was his fault, and then he wrecked my car, which wasn't his fault. And we went up and checked, you know, police said, no, he was fine. He didn't do anything wrong. And they were really nice. I asked them how policing was in the area. They said they're not having any troubles in our town, but we talked about the situation overall. And just told them to be safe. I'm glad they were out there. It was a good exchange, but not the best of circumstances because obviously I'm without a car. And what's funny, the airbag didn't go off. Melissa said, I think your airbag has a recall. I'm like, it had to because they crunched my trunk. I mean, just... But the airbag didn't go off. And anyway, kiddo's okay. So all good there. And got a rental car. I don't know if you know this. If you live in Arizona, they passed a law. 50 days is all you can have on a rental car. So with Melissa's car, that car got hit in November of last year. We still don't have it back. You know why? Safety belt, the seat belt. If you own a Honda or an Acura, your seat belt is warranted for life. So they must put in a new seatbelt. It's being manufactured. You know when they tell us we're going to get our car back in November? No, October or November. I can't remember which. I think it's October. They're telling us we won't have a car for October. So I call the insurance company. I'm just giving you an idea of what you got to go through. I call them up. I said, look, why am I paying insurance on a car that I can't drive? We don't really have a thing for that, Mr. Jackson. Are you serious? So my car is going to sit for almost a year, depreciating, can't drive it, don't have another car in relief. Insurance company will only pay for the 50 days, which of course was plenty of time to get a car fixed. So with my car, I call the guy and I go, look, just out of curiosity, is 50 days going to be long enough for y'all to fix my car? Because that's the most I can get out of the insurance company to have a car fixed. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't think an insurance company should have to pay for a year if, you know, I can't get a part for a car. And because my part is considered a, quote, safety part, that's the reason why I can't drive it. I mean, if it had been, you know, they couldn't get the middle console or something, I could get it. But they can't because it's a safety issue. But think about it. A year. What would you do if you only had one car? You were a single parent. You get what I'm saying? What? How would you handle this? I told him, I said, I got to take this to the legislature because, you know, we can get around it. My brother loaned me his car for a little bit. I had somebody tell me they would help me rent a car month to month. I mean, whatever. I certainly can't afford to rent. Are you kidding? I would rather I could buy a car for what it costs to rent a car. It's like what? $50 a day or something crazy to rent a car? I couldn't say I could buy one, but you get what I'm saying? It's a lot of money. And when you tack on all the other crap you got to put on there, it could be expensive. So anyway, that's my situation. And I'm not even going to tell you when it rains, it pours. It is what it is. But here's what I want to get back to. The good news, because we got lots of good news. We got all these companies that we need to look at. I'm going to tell you. Conservatives, we have to really consider where our money goes. And there are companies out there, organizations out there. We have a thing, it's really called the Cost Club. It's being renamed Spreely's, it's going to be something under Spreely. But you can buy products there at a discount, American-made, but not just American-made, conservative American-made. Until we get people to understand that we got to support our veterans, our law enforcement, our Christians, our conservative, which I think a lot of that falls under the same category, the people who are doing God's work, we've got to reward them with our dollars. And it's going to take some transformation of people, we call it change management, to make you stop using others, you know, store. I mean, there are certain things that I have to have. I have to have Heinz ketchup, okay? I'm sorry. Now, where I choose to buy it is a whole other thing, but I have to have Heinz. And there are things that you're going to get, but where you have discretion, where you go, oh, I don't really care, go look at these other places where you can get these products. And there's places like Public Square, Cost Club, and others. And we're going to start talking more about these because we're partnering with them so we can bring you American-made, veteran-made, conservative stuff. Think people that follow our credo, as it were. I think this is super important. We have the most powerful dollar on the planet, if not certainly in America, but on the planet. And we've got to take advantage of that. Anyway, Tyson Foods is one of these that wants to hire. They kind of wanted to pull a Starbucks. They want to hire illegals while they fire Americans. Now, you need to do your own research on these stories. And by the way, we're going to start putting a thing at the front of my show that says these are what you listen to are going to be the opinions of Kevin Jackson. They are in no way meant to be news or anything else. They're his opinions and his opinions alone. You make your own decisions because we're hoping that gets me around the shadow banning, because you can't say anything. You can't voice an opinion. They want you to do, oh, election interference, election, you know, you don't think the election was fair. Oh, we're going to dig you or whatever. You think Joe Biden is brain damaged? Oh, well, we're going to stop you because you can't prove it. Yes, I can. Just look at him. So we're going to put a disclaimer. You're going to hear it in the shows in the future very soon. And it's just going to say, these are my opinions, not anything for you to, you know, I'm not trying to be news. We're going to put it in our other stuff. Because I'm going to tell you, if the word gets out about what we're doing here, it'll be powerful. Just like what I'm telling you about how powerful you are. And when you let your money do the talking for you, when you let your views get out through whatever mechanism you choose. I hope you choose it through my merch where you wear it. I've been wearing my Trump merch all over the place, getting thumbs up. People going, oh, we love this guy. This is great. Thank you, man. We like it. Anyway, going back to this, we have a list of companies that we're going to show you that, I mean, not here on the show, but on the website, that are not doing what they should be doing. They're doing crazy stuff. They're wanting to take it, you know, again, allow illegals to do things that citizens should be doing. In this case, working. Haiti is in the news. We'll talk about that. There was a shooting in Bucks County, made national news. 3 people dead. Interesting narrative for the left on that one, where a young black guy carjacked some people and then he killed people apparently that he knew. But a lot of this stuff's going to be covered, but we'll put it in the context of how it is good news for us as conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Can we talk about crime for just a second? I ended the last segment talking about this guy who shot up some people in Pennsylvania. And here's the... I just want to play the news clip and let you hear. But I want to focus on crime for just a second and explain to you how dangerous this country has become. Even Donald Trump made reference to it about the border. But let's start with this clip from Pennsylvania. Black kid, stole cars, shot people. I don't even know the details of the story. And to be honest with you, don't even know why is this story national attention other than they want to probably make it about the guns. But as you listen to it, I want you to understand this is a black kid. It appears that he had a beef with some people because he's killing people that he knows, doesn't kill other people, but he carjacks, goes on a rampage. I don't know where he got the gun, but I'll bet you it's not legal. And a host of other things. And the question you got to ask yourself is, first, why is it national news? And two, what do you think's going to come of it? Are you going to make some hay with it? What do the Democrats expect to get out of this? You know, because it's going to ultimately end back talking about the guns. Here, let's play the clip.
Alert, multiple people shot in Falls Township, Pennsylvania, with police issuing a shelter-in-place order as they actively search for that shooter. I'm Jackie Heinrich. Welcome to Fox News Live.
Hey, Jackie, I'm Griff Jenkins. Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, who represents this area, tweeting this. There is an active shooter alert in Falls Township. We are monitoring a carjacking and a shooting in two sections of Falls Township. I'm in touch with law enforcement officials as they pursue the suspect. More information to follow. That's exactly what we are trying to bring to you. Lauren Green is live with the very latest in this breaking story. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Griff. Well, you know, this is still an active situation, and the residents in the area of Falls Township, Pennsylvania, are being told to shelter in place because the shooter is believed to be armed and dangerous. Falls Township police are searching for 26-year-old Andre Gordon, who's driving a stolen vehicle. It all started around 8:52 this morning, Eastern Time. Police say Gordon shot and killed two people at a residence in the block of Viewpoint Lane in Levittown. Less than 15 minutes later, police say Gordon shot and killed another person at another location before fleeing the scene. Then a few minutes later, Gordon hijacked a car at gunpoint in the parking lot of a Dollar General store in Bristol Pike. The owner of the vehicle was not injured. Now, police say Gordon is driving a 2016 dark gray Honda CRV with Pennsylvania registration, KFR1534. Now, police say Gordon is believed to be homeless with ties to Trenton, New Jersey. But they also say he knew all the victims except the victim of the carjacking.
This is the lawlessness that's happening all over this country. It's because of Democrats. And look, I don't know what the situation is, but here's what I can tell you. Here's a young guy ready to begin his life, and he doesn't, whatever the circumstances are, he decides, I'm going to get even by killing people. I mean, we are breeding these types of people to where they have no self-control, no ability to know how to deal with stuff rationally, and we're letting them into a civilized society. We're civilized. I mean, I'm telling you right now, you better know how to put on your gangster, because you are not the thing that you're dealing with, you don't understand. I'm telling you, there are evil people out there, evil to a point that you don't, most people in America do not realize. And you're, if you're caught off guard, you're dead. I want to move on. I want to talk about immigration. Here was a person who was arrested in El Paso and brought in by Joe Biden.
We begin in the ABC 7 Alert Center with breaking news and a warning. You may find the details of this story disturbing. A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. And within the last 10 minutes, ABC 7 obtained this arrest photo. She is Michelle Angelica Pineda, also known as La Cheli. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues. Authorities say they found guns, machetes, and fentanyl, as well as other drugs at the motel. El Paso's FBI says several law enforcement agencies worked together to arrest Pineda at an El Paso motel.
Heck, this woman is looking for a spot in the Congress as a Democrat. I don't know how they this is good news for the Democrats. I mean, move over Ilhan Omar and Jayapal and Cori Bush. Move over, y'all. We got a new member of the squad. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about these illegals and coming into the country.
Unbelievable when I see it going. But I got to know all these people. They're very smart, very streetwise. And I would do the same thing. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending and they're bringing them right to the border and they're dropping them off and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals. And we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And we're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. They are destroying our country. I'm telling you, he's the worst president we've ever had and the most incompetent president we've ever had. And he's also the most crooked president we have ever had. Now, other than that, I think he's doing an excellent job. Do we agree?
As you listen to Trump speak, don't you just get this sense of this is just somebody telling you the way it is? This isn't like politics as usual. Somebody that's just trying to, oh, look at me. He's telling you the way it is. He's going, look, I'd do the same. If America could empty out our prisons and send them to other countries, would you do it? Yes. We don't want to take care of these people. These are the worst of the worst. I'm not talking about petty criminal. I'm talking about the murderers and the rapists and the armed robbers and people like that. And the he brings it up and these people are, oh, look at him, he's the humanity. They find every reason to criticize. Folks, this is only going to get worse. Donald Trump's right. They're sending the worst of their people. And if you just ignore it, you're going to be in trouble. Let me tell you, the other day, our son wanted to go somewhere. Now, he'd been hit in the face playing basketball. I told you he wrecked the car, but it wasn't his fault. But we were like, look, we don't want you to go anywhere. We just want a day of rest, if that's okay. But what we learned is, at a place that we normally go for him to play baseball, three kids were shot, and one was killed. At the very park that this kid plays, this is in the suburbs, folks. This isn't the inner city of Phoenix. Scary stuff out there.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Former president and Republican nominee Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Ohio, saying he would put a 100% tariff on cars that were made by China in Mexico and imported to the U.S., but only if he got elected. Otherwise, it would be a bloodbath in November. Several Republicans, including Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, said it was obvious he was speaking about the car industry. His opponents criticized him immediately, saying he was pushing for another January 6th. The Biden administration expected this week to finalize regulations that aim to curb gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions and push consumers to the electric vehicle. A volcano on Iceland's southwestern coast erupted Saturday for the fourth time since December, setting off evacuations. Corey Myers, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
He that is good for excuses is seldom good for anything else. That's what Benjamin Franklin said. And it's so true. I don't even have to know you to tell you that you don't like people who make excuses. If you do something wrong, own it. Own it and fix it. Pretty simple, right? Simple concept. Why don't people do it? Melissa and I were talking the other day. She said, I don't worry about you and your ability to get things done. She says, you know who I worry about? All the people who will tell you what they're going to do and not do it. I could give you a litany of things where I have lived up to my part and it has been successful. And you rely on a partner or somebody who says, I want to do it. Yeah. And they don't. I had a guy call me up. He begged me. This was years ago. His name was Aaron. He begged me to go into business with him. He says, Kevin, will you please, I need somebody with your expertise, your gravitas, whatever. And I thought about it a little bit. And he was a cool cat. He used to be a stuntman in Hollywood. And he got hurt. But he was a driver. And we were building a website together. And I'm telling you, we were cooking. We were cooking. And I was out getting people and doing my part. And one day, I had no access to the site. True story. I had no access. And I called him up and he goes, well, I'm kind of thinking, you know, I don't really know what you've been doing. And I was like, what are you talking about? The reason why you have had a 10x multiplier in everything that's going on is because of me. I can't really guarantee that that's okay. I was like, you must be joking. So long story short, I told him, I tell you what, you go ahead and take the company. He paid me off with the little bit that he thought he owed me. I said, but let me tell you something. Things aren't going to go your way. Business is going to fall. And another guy started whispering in his ear that they could do it better. So he joined up with the other guy. Their page got banned. True story. Their page got banned. He died a year later. Now, I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm some sort of, you open up the mummy's tomb and take a breath and next thing you know, everything turns to crap. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you, I did what I was supposed to do. He got the benefit. As soon as we started making money from it, he got greedy and that was the end. And you know what? Sad to tell you, I've met a lot of people like that. They call themselves conservatives. They want to, you know, glom onto whatever you've got. And then they play you for a sucker. And my wife's like, I'm done with it. She's mad about it. She's like, no, we'll go our own way. We'll forge. Let me tell you, I can give you another example. This business is divided into multiple areas, entertainment, you know, radio, whatever. And when I'm running it, I make enough money to easily satisfy our company, pay our bills, you know, pay employees, etc. If somebody comes along and says, Kevin, I'll run radio for you, and I turn over radio as an example, I end up losing money. I bring somebody on who claims to have expertise, I lose money. And my brother and I were talking about it the other day, because he asked me to help him do something with one of his companies. And by the way, I took him from nothing to quite a bit of money through my management consulting stuff, and he knows it. And he says, I'd like you to help me with this other thing. And he told me he had a potential partner, but he goes, you know what I figured out? The guy's lazy. And he goes, bro, you are anything but that. Will you help me? So I'm considering, you know, helping him get this thing put together. I just want you to understand that it's about just get it done. Just get it done, man. That's what Trump's. The reason why people love Donald Trump is he's not looking for excuses. He's not looking for scapegoats. Just get it done. What is the problem with closing the border? Joe Biden, I think they said, issued 91 executive orders that have impacted the border. I don't know if that's true or not. 91. No, it's probably the Trump indictments. But he's issued a lot. I know that. Dozens of executive orders that undid what Trump did. Now he wants to blame somebody else. Excuses. And you start to wonder, is it really excuses or do they have an agenda? Excuses. The people that you know around you that you probably don't like, you know what they do? They give you a reason for everything, for them not accomplishing something. That's what they do. That is the living they make. Don't hire them. Don't get anywhere near them. And they tend to be leftists, but they're not always. We have our share. I want to talk about this from the standpoint of why I wrote an article a while back called America Needs a White Republican President. And my friend Joe the Plumber referenced the article and leftists thought he wrote it. And here's what the Daily Mail wrote at the time. Joe the Plumber causes outrage with web post entitled America Needs a White Republican President. Joe the Plumber, folks, the everyday man used by John McCain in 2008 in his presidential campaign, has sparked outrage with an online comment piece claiming America needs a white Republican president. In an article posted to his website, Wurzelbacher assured readers that wanting a white Republican president doesn't make you a racist. It just makes you American. The controversial post contended that in the pre-black president era, criticizing the president was simply the American thing to do, an exercise of one's First Amendment right. Criticism had nothing to do with color because there had never been a black president. That's what Joe wrote. They wanted to paint him as a white nationalist in the media. And behind the scenes, we both laughed because Joe was being punished for the article that was written by his black friend, me. Oh, the irony of a man deemed a white nationalist who had a black friend, a black best friend. And I stand by the article, folks. It's as valid today as when I wrote it back in 2013. Now, look at the excuses the Democrats give for Joe Biden. He's avoiding prosecution for having classified documents in multiple places that have gotten people put in Leavenworth because he's old and senile. No white Republican president could get away with that. Now, Kamala Harris has about an 80% chance of being president once Captain Demento calls it quits or God quits for him. So get used to her as a temporary commander-in-chief, though thankfully her reign of terror, as I've told you, will be short. But she will be given every excuse in the book for her incompetence. I'll give you an example. Harris has been given a pass on the border. She was put in charge of that by Joe Biden early on. What's happened with it? It's exploded. It's a massive problem. Nobody's done it. Nobody said a word. Yeah. How has the border impacted American citizens? It's been profound. And this is the person that will be president, because I'm telling you, Joe Biden's going to resign. And this is what we're going to be left with, even though it's temporary. But doesn't matter what. No matter what she does, when she pardons all those people, including Joe Biden and his kids, his kid, that were, oh, it's just, it was the right thing to do, you know, they're going to give us excuses. If Fannie Willis and Letitia James, they've showed us recently that black leftist women are evil. It's one thing for a woman to be domineering in a pursuit of excellence, but black leftist women domineer due to insecurities. And I don't know if you saw the State of the Union. Kamala Harris refused to acknowledge the Speaker of the House. She played the typical angry black woman, arms folded, body language that exudes, you're not getting in. And what is she upset about with Johnson? Absolutely nothing, because that's all it takes for a leftist black woman to hate a man. Nothing. Nothing. Harris has no reason to dislike Mike Johnson except that her superiors told her to. She's risen through the ranks doing whatever her superiors have wanted her to do without limits. She shows us what America can expect if we were ever stupid enough to elect a black leftist female or whatever leftist president, because we have one in there right now. And while we are experiencing record inflation, I mean, record gas prices, record lots of records that nobody wants to take credit for, they still pretend that Joe Biden is doing a phenomenal job. He's fantastic president. Look at him. Whoa. Kamala Harris screwed her way to the top. Pardon my French. She has no path to greatness by way of intellect or ability. So, like most leftist black women, she's incompetent, she's backstabbing, vicious, and entitled. And they will make all kinds of excuses for her the same way they've done for this incompetent leftist moron who's currently in office. White Republican president, folks, that's why we need one. Trump will inherit another mess soon. And he willingly signs up to take over for Biden. He's okay with it. He says, so what? He ruined the previous economy. I will build it back to my amazing economy. Trump will not make any excuses. He'll implement Make America Great Again 2.0. But he will remind people of Joe Biden. He'll tell them, that guy was reckless. He was bad. Bad for us. But whatever mistakes Donald Trump makes, he owns them. Look, I don't agree with him. And he still, my friends go, tell him to stop talking about the COVID vaccines. I agree. But whatever mistakes he's made, he owns them. And this includes personnel mistakes. Lord knows he screwed up in that department. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Direct your energy toward problems and answers solving problems and answers, not excuses. That's what we want to do. That's what you should do. If you're interested in, I don't care what the problem is. It could be a family problem. It could be a problem in your job. It could be a problem in politics, in your community, whatever. If you decide, I'm going to solve the problem. I used to make this thing about Barack Obama. I said, when Melissa and I were getting, we got over 1,000 kids, they're forever families. 10 I'm sorry, 100 a year for over 10 years, a decade, we did this work. And I said, pardon me, at the time, I said, if I do nothing else in my miserable life, I will have done more than Barack Obama did all his life leading up to the point where he became president of the United States. And there are parts of me who still believe that I'm much more effective. Now, am I more well-known? Am I as rich or whatever? No. But I still believe in that 10-year period, with nobody's urging, we decided to take it upon ourselves to help these kids find their forever families, and we did it. I mean, there were other teammates involved, and I don't want to sound like we were turtles on a fence post, but we did it. And I'm telling you, I drove the funding of it, all of it. I was instrumental in every piece of it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The way I got stuff done in my life every single time is I didn't make excuses. I didn't take the easy way to go, oh, well, I couldn't do this. If I needed to run faster, I got in the gym. I worked harder. I stretched. I trained harder. And were there people more gifted? Yes. I'm sure in everything I've done, there's been somebody more gifted. Have I cared? No. I'll just outwork you. I will figure it out. And I'm going to tell you, and what I do now, you better be really good at it to outthink me. And I'm not trying to brag about it. I'm just telling you, there are people that are geniuses. You know, I acknowledge them. Charlie Kirk's a very bright kid. Ben Shapiro, these are very astute people. Cannot hold a candle to me and what I know. Same is true for them with me. I concede. Go for it. Whatever they do, I can't do. But what I do, they can't even get into the arena. Because I'm good at it. And it isn't because I'm bragging about it. It's because I've thought it through. And I haven't made excuses for any piece of it. Think about the excuses Democrats use for their problems as we go through this stuff. Crime, for example, is a police problem for them. It's not a criminal problem. Defund the police is their answer to the made-up epidemic of blacks being killed by police. Defund the police. And I give you the numbers. I can give you the stats because people will argue about it. The number of blacks being killed by police is minuscule compared to the number of blacks killed by other blacks. The number of police killed by blacks is pretty significant. And I want you to think about a person who's willing to kill a cop. What are they willing to do to you? We have gangs coming into this country, bad people. Trump talked about it. Jails being emptied out in countries around the world. They're like, shoot, if they'll take them, let's empty them out. We'll tell them, you come back here, we'll kill you. And they have one direction that they can go. And even some of these countries have the nerve to say, you can't send these people back. Are you kidding me? We're the United States. We can do whatever we want. We're not taking your criminals. Anyway, that's the Democrats will never mention the number of cops that are killed by blacks. They hardly ever bring up black on black crime. You're a pariah if you bring it up, certainly to other black leftists. They have excuses for all of these problems, but they won't live up to them. They won't admit to them. I have a question for you. This is fairly profound, but it's profound in its simplicity. You ready? Has any city gotten safer during the time of Biden? We know what the problem is, right? We got a crime problem. We know this. We know the statistics. Have they gotten safer now? The Democrats will give you statistics. Oh, well, this is down and that's down and this is whatever. I'm going to ask you again. Can you give me evidence? I'm not talking about a single data point. Oh, this data point shows that, you know, there's a little bit less carjackings or whatever. No, I'm telling you, overall, has crime been reduced, to be honest with you, in any way, but certainly in any significant way in any city in the 4 years that Biden's been president? What has he done to address it? Now, we know what he's done to address illegal immigration. He's made the problem worse. And he gives us the, you ready, excuse that it's Donald Trump's fault. Now, you tell me how that is. Bidenflation, he gives us the excuse that it's better for us, that we're just not looking at the data. It's not his fault. So gas prices, I can't impact that. The stock market hasn't done a fraction of what it would have done under Donald Trump. Joe Biden says, well, it's still up. So what, you're paying more in rent? Not my fault. Landlords, it's their fault. Oh, price is too high? Shrinkflation. It's the manufacturers. It's the producers. It's their fault. It's not his fault. Excuses for everything. This is why I ask you, this is why I say again, why would you want anybody besides a white Republican president? Somebody that you can't give excuses for. It isn't a racist thing. White Republican presidents have had to do this since the time of Lincoln. Lincoln came on the scene. Why? To solve a problem, to have us stop making excuses for treating people inhumanely.
Oh, Kevin, he was a racist. He didn't like black people either.
Well, you know what? I like the outcome. So when you think about all of these, I want you to think of cleanup on aisle 44, because it's going to be tremendous. Donald Trump is volunteering to step in and undo the damage, the extensive damage done by Joe Biden. How many people can do that? How many people would you want to do that? Donald Trump is going to come back in, and you know what they're afraid of? He's going to come back in and show he can pick up the pieces from where this crazed lunatic of a president has left this country, and he can yet again rebuild it. And it's going to show the American citizenry that it's possible, even under the worst of circumstances, if you bring on the right people. Trump has promised, I'm going to close the border. I'm going to begin deporting all these illegals who entered during the Biden free-for-all. And after he re-secures America's borders, he can stop that stupid war in Ukraine and close the spigot of endless funding for that fiasco. Here's Trump talking about what has to happen in this next election cycle.
If this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. Does that make sense? I don't think you're going to have another election in this country if we don't win this election. I don't think you're going to have another election, or certainly not an election that's meaningful. And we better get out, or we better. I actually say that the date, remember this, November 5th, I believe it's going to be the most important date in the history of our country. I believe that. This country is weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference.
Trump is right. So, again, going back to Ukraine, in that, strengthen NATO, make them stronger by making them pay their bills. And then what he will be able to do is focus on this country again. And let me tell you, that is what the majority of the electorate is going. I want somebody who's going to focus on the problems of America, not the problems of the world. He will revitalize Biden's flailing economy. He's going to lower our trade deficit again. America's biggest economic weapon and biggest war preventative is our economy. And Joe Biden has blown it. He will wield this economy, I'm talking about Trump, like the hammer of Thor. He'll get Iran in check. He will stop the scourge of terrorism when he gets back into office. And undoubtedly, he will have an even more difficult time changing things for the better than he did in 2016 when he inherited the mess from Barack Obama. But he will enter office with a much clearer understanding of the systems that got him kicked out in 2020. And Democrats are going to have H.E. double crooked socks to pay because they deserve it. We need somebody that is going to stop making excuses and who's going to do the right things for all the right reasons. And you can't do that with people that are going to make excuses. Nikki Haley, I'm a woman. Women are going to fix it up. Y'all just need to follow me because I'm a woman. She was going to use that as her excuse. We have to get away from this. We have to get to the point where we can bring women and minorities into these things based on meritocracy so we can then judge people by their results.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.